Good Wednesday to you, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, today we can expect showers, at times heavy, ending this morning, then a mix of sun and cloud. The wind will blow from the north 20 km per hour, except gusting to 60 over southern sections early this morning. We will see a high of 7°C today, and a low of 0°C overnight. It will be more of the same through Tuesday of next week, with rain or showers each day. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, the alpine rating is high, the treeline rating is high, and the below treeline rating is considerable. Known problems include storm slabs. What does a high rating mean? Under high danger, all avalanche terrain should be avoided. Use extra caution when traveling in simple terrain and stick to very mellow slopes or dense trees that are free of overhead hazard. Decision making under considerable danger can be challenging, reads the Avalanche Canada site. What does a considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada definition, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sheringham Point, about 18.3 kilometers past downtown Souk, which hit 11.3°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 2.4°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 17 was Fort Nelson, which was a chilly minus 37°C. Today's hot spot is slated to be Abbotsford, which could reach 12.2°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Muncho Lake, a few minutes from the Alaska Highway, which could see a low of minus 32.6°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 18 is at 8:06 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:13 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning gibbous phase. The term waning means decreasing, and the term gibbous means humped back. Therefore, this phase is called waning gibbous because the surface area of the moon that you see is decreasing and the shape of the lit-up part of the moon looks like a humpback, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 87.67%. It is currently located in the constellation of Cancer, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 7:58 p.m. Moonset is at 11:05 a.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 8:44 a.m. Height, 2.03 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 2:43 p.m., 4.75 meters, the final low tide will be at 9:40 p.m. 0.47 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.1°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water in this day on Howe Sound was recorded in 2018 and was 7.9°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 6.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.7°C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Dollarama is open downtown. The new Dollarama is officially open downtown. Four clerks were awaiting shoppers December 12 when the doors opened. Our store at 1410 Winnipeg Street, Squamish provides customers with compelling value in a convenient location, including metropolitan areas and small to mid-sized cities, reads the new store's website. Products are sold in individual or multiple units at select fixed price points up to $5. The downtown location was previously a Dollar Tree, which closed earlier this year. It had opened in 2012. There is also a Dollarama at 40198 Glenalder Place. The company has 1,000 locations across the country. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Here's what caught our eye. Deck 19, there's a S2S entrepreneur meetup at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Squamish business community gets together. Bring your ideas, your challenges, and let's get solving and networking, reads the listing. Deck 20, head to S2S Collective, Sea to Sky Sessions V1, at Trickster's Hideout. From 8 p.m. to 2 p.m., Get ready for a full spectrum of bass music that represents the best of the sea to sky. Experience the energy with Infusion Z, DSA VB2B Elko Dubs, and Miles Hybrid, Miles High B2B Hybrid, plus a stacked lineup featuring Cyborg, Future Benny, Yoked, and Popperl, reads the listing, Deck. 25, it is the second annual free holiday cereal breakfast event at Trickster's Hideout, from 9 to 5 p.m. We're excited to bring the community together for a day of fun, relaxation, and holiday spirit. Enjoy a free cereal breakfast and holiday-themed movies playing all day long. Whether you're with family, friends, or on your own, this event is open to everyone. Come celebrate the season in a cozy, welcoming space, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Christmas Tree Safety IF, you put up a real Christmas tree. The BC Office of the Fire Commissioner and Squamish Fire Rescue offer the following tips to ensure you trim the tree safely this holiday season. Ensure it is 1 meter from any sources of heat. Check all light strings for signs of wear or damage, and always turn lights off before leaving the house or going to bed. Never use lit candles on a tree. Water it daily to ensure it does not dry out. Winter health and wellness tips. With winter upon us, Vancouver Coastal Health released the following tips and resources to keep locals as safe and healthy as possible this season. Preventing slips and falls. Beware of icy conditions as everyone is at risk. Walk safely by planning routes, choosing cleared pathways, opting for non-slip footwear, and considering the use of canes or walking aids. Seniors, remember many falls can be prevented. Stay active and adhere to health guidelines to maintain your strength. Learn more about fall prevention at Preventing Falls as You Age, HealthLink BC, ensuring road safety during winter conditions. Budget extra time for travel and be mindful of weather conditions. Remain vigilant to avoid driver fatigue. Equip your vehicle with winter tires and an emergency kit. Keeping up with vaccinations. Flu vaccines are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. COVID-19 vaccinations and booster doses are essential for maintaining immunity. Learn about vaccine recommendations via the province's Get Vaccinated system. Practicing good respiratory hygiene. Consider masks for indoor settings and shield coughs, sneezes using your elbow. Regularly clean your hands and avoid face touching. If feeling unwell, stay home and limit contact, especially with vulnerable individuals. Healthcare resources. Personalized care. Your family doctor or nurse practitioner knows your health needs best. If you don't have one, register at healthlinkbc.ca. Pharmacy services. Visit seeyourpharmacist.ca for prescription refills and minor issues. BC pharmacists treat select minor issues like allergies, cold sores, acne, pink eye, and urinary tract infections. General health questions. Call 811 to speak with a nurse anytime. Mental health concerns. Visit vch.ca/mentalhealth.non-life-threatening-health-issues. Visit the clinic for same-day care. Vaccinations. Book flu or COVID-19 shots at getvaccinated.gov.bc.ca or 1-833-838-2323. Emergencies. Call 911 or go to the emergency department. Check wait times at edwaittimes.ca. Winter tires, didn't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law, on BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Dr. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on West Side, 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on West Side, Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on East Side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the Crescent, No Name Road, entire street. No parking on East Side, Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on South Side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on East Side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac. No parking on South Side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road. No parking on East Side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road. No parking on West Side, Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking-issues. To note on the highway, according to Drive BC, Highway 99 is slushy with slippery sections between Clark Drive and Autumn Drive for 65.2 kilometers, Squamish to Whistler. Expect it to be snowing. Gas prices in Squamish: regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Fill up for 165.9 per liter at the Co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemberton. You can fill up for 166.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Kimberley, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Centex, at 521 Wallinger Avenue. The cheapest you will pay for gas in Vancouver is 162.9 per liter at the Mobile at 350 Southeast Marine Drive, the latest from SAR.